sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Good morning to all of you out there in Radio Land. This is Brother Davis sitting in for Dr. Youngblood. Certainly, we want to thank God for all of you that are listening in on today. This is Let's Face the Issues, and we want to remind you, amen, as we go down through the program on today, amen, we will be revealing the truth from the Word of God. Facing the issues in our life today, we certainly need to apply the Word of God in every area. If you are a Christian on today, if you are a believer in Christ Jesus, the Word of God lets us know that we ought to walk by faith and not by sight. And the only way that we can do that, we have to let God lead us everywhere we go. We truly thank and praise God again for the opportunity again to come before you on today. Amen. We have a great subject in line that we want to talk to you about on today. The Christian response to the present day world. The Christian response to the present day world. The thing that we are seeing in our news broadcasts each and every day. And not only that, the thing that we might have to confront in everyday life. It's going to take the Word of God to help us to make it through. The Bible tells us that in the last days, the just shall live by faith. So how do you feel about that on today? Will you be able to make it? Will you be able to stand? That telephone number today is 904-831-0917. That call to get to the studio, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions and comments. Certainly, we want you to call and jump in on today. This great subject, amen, the Christian response. How should we then live? How shall we act? What should we do? Certainly, the Bible tells us that we ought to be salt and that we ought to be light. So certainly, we ought to be shining and not whining. So many times I find that in each and everyone's life, trouble will come. But I'm so glad that Jesus told us that in this world we shall have trials and tribulations. But he said to be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And my friend, the only way that you're going to be able to overcome is certainly going to be in Christ Jesus. The truth as revealed in the Word of God. For Jesus said in his holy word that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He also went on further to say to the Father, that thy word is truth. And he also went on further to say in the high priestly prayer in St. John chapter 17, he said, sanctify them through thy truth, for thy word is truth. Let me go on to say that as we face the issues, we do so based upon the Word of God. For as the people of God, we believe the scripture has revealed to us. It is the Word of God, and it is the truth. It is God breathed, God inspired. And not only that, it is the absolute truth. And if we look at absolute, there is no higher truth, because certainly all the truth that we know about on today comes from the Word of God. If it had not been for the Word of God being present in our world on today, there would be no truth. And certainly I heard Dr. Youngblood say many times on this program, the world today goes about to establish its own way of truth. Everybody think that they have their own version of truth. But I stopped by to tell you on today, unless you know what the Word of God says, amen, there would be no truth, and there would be nothing available for you to hold on to even base your life upon if it had not been for the word of God. For there is no higher authority. So when it comes down to what we believe, the word of God is right, and it's right all by itself. It needs no help, no explanation. All it needs is for us to obey what the Father has said in his holy word. Let me remind you, unless I forget, that this portion of the service is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time. An outdoor power equipment and lawn service equipment specialist that sells any type of tool that you might need. If you are looking to own your own business in lawn care and maintenance, or perhaps you are an avid professional at maintaining your lawn at home, and you just don't have the right thing to help you to get the job done, Tools for a Time can assist you in that area. They have any type of equipment that you may need. Located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, at the intersection of I-295 South and Old St. Augustine Road, just look for the 165-foot flagpole. Dr. Youngblood calls it Old Glory. Amen. The American flag, the United States flag, flying at the base of that flagpole, you will find Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time. They, again, they have any type of equipment that you might need if you're trying to maintain your lawn or if you want to open up your own business. Again, 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Stop by and shop at Tools for a Time. When you see that flagpole, just know and understand that you have reached the right destination. Stop by and let them assist you all of your needs. ToolsForATime.com. ToolsForATime.com. That is their website on today. Certainly, again, we thank God for the opportunity to come before you again. And we're going to be speaking about the Christian response to the things that are going on in the world today. Certainly, again, as we begin to face the issues, we come to understand that each and every day, this whole world does things contrary to the word of God. And if we're not careful as Christians on today, we'll get caught up in the things that they are doing. But as I begin to look down through some of the headlines, we'll be talking about the broadening war in Israel. And not only that, I don't know if many of you might not be aware, but for a second time, a federal judge has ruled that public prayer is unconstitutional. Now, I'm not that old. I'm less than 100 years old. And I can still remember in the days and time that we were coming up, before school, before our class started for the day, we would have prayer. We would have a Bible scripture read. We would say the Pledge of Allegiance, all these different things like that. But now, when we look at it today, this is not happening in the school system anymore. So many times they feel like if we pray, then we are forcing someone else to accept our religion. Not only that, we have so many people that live here today that worship different types of gods, a lot of false religion out there. And a lot of times, if they go back and complain about this, then we can find ourselves in deep trouble, because now our government is calling what's right wrong and what's wrong right. So again, we must be careful to maintain good works based upon the word of God and take a stand. Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness, no matter what. So what we're going to talk about on today, again, the Christian response to the present day world, there are a couple of questions I'm going to try to entertain on today. Should Christians use marijuana? Number one, should Christians vote for any candidate that believes in abortion? How should Christians vote for president? We're going to talk about some of these things. We may not cover everything in detail, but we do want to talk about it. So certainly, as we go down through the program on today, there's a lot of scripture that I have that I want you to be able to be aware and know and understand that whatever problems we are facing on today, there is a biblical answer for that. So if we are Christians on today and we are facing life's problems, consult the word of God. Every time I talk to somebody and they ask me, what should we do? Where should we go? Who should we turn to? And it's sad to say many of those people are confessing Christians. Then I always point them to the word of God, because in the word are the answers to all the issues of life. So certainly We thank God for that on today and for his word. Christians are to live in the world and not of the world. In other words, we are living in the world, but we are not of the world. So why? Why should we look at it from that standpoint? Because, this is what the scriptures say, the small g, the God of this world, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel, 2 Corinthians 4:4. So when we look at those who are in positions of authority, if they have not accepted Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior, then they are blind. And Jesus warned the disciples. He said, if the blind lead the blind, both of them shall fall into the ditch. So this is the reason why, as Christians on today, we have to be led by the Spirit of God. We have to study to show ourselves approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because if we don't know the word of God, then certainly, my friend, we'll end up just like the rest of the people out in the world, lost, living out in darkness. And I don't think that's a good place for a Christian to be. When we look at the amplified version of 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, among them, or in their case, the God of this world, Satan, hath blinded the minds of the unbelieving to prevent them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So certainly that's what Satan is trying to do, and he's a master craftsman at that on today. And if you follow the things that are going on in the world, this is the reason why I believe the Apostle Paul said in the same book of Corinthians, he said, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So certainly when we look at the things that the world do, the places that they go, the way that they conduct themselves, if you are not careful, you can be caught up, entangled, and ensnared by the things that the people are doing out in the world if you're not careful to maintain good works in Christ Jesus. 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. That call to get to the studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions or comments. So, how should Christians live in this world? Listen at this. I want you to understand more and more about that master craftsman, that trickster. The Bible said he is a liar and he is the father of lies. I'm talking about Satan. Satan's scheme includes promoting false philosophies that keep unbelievers from seeing the truth of the gospel. He does not have ultimate authority, but rather that he rules over the unbelieving world in a specific way. He is actively working to prevent people from seeing the truth of the gospel and the glory of Christ, meaning the truth about Christ's death and resurrection and the hope of eternal life. Listen, when you talk to people about these truths on today, because even the Apostle Paul said again in the word, if Christ died and if he didn't resurrect from the dead, then our preaching is vain and our religion is in vain and our living is in vain. So certainly we know and understand as Christians because we have accepted Christ and the blinders have been taken off our eyes and off of our hearts so that we can receive the truth coming from the word of God. We know. And we understand, even when we look at what's written in history, history cannot prove that Jesus did not resurrect from the dead. He wasn't raised. In other words, he didn't get up on the third day morning, as the scriptures say. So it takes a lot more for them not to believe than it is to believe. Listen, again, Satan is a master craftsman at deceit. So if you listen to one lie, all it takes is for him to get a toehold in your life. The next thing you know, your life will be so far out of control until you will wonder yourself, How did you ever get yourself in that position? So when we look at the truth of the gospel, our whole life as Christians is based on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension. Let's not forget, he went back to heaven, and he's still there right now, making intercession for us. So I don't know about you, as you read down through the scriptures, know and understand what the scriptures say about Christ Jesus. I do know that there is one person in heaven that's got a body. He's got a perfect resurrected body, a body that suffers no pain, no death, no sorrow, no nothing, because the former things are passed away, as the scriptures say. I do know that we have our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ sitting on the right hand of the Father right now today as a living person. He's not a spirit. So we have to understand he's not a ghost. You know, so many people seem to be afraid because they think that when we are raised from the dead, that we're just going to be spirits floating around in heaven. That's not so. The scripture tells us, just like Jesus had his resurrected body, we're going to have a resurrected body just like that also. Now, listen, some people are wondering what we're going to do after we get there. And all some of them want to do, if you're a Georgia boy like me, you like to eat, well, that's okay. But it's not just eating and drinking, but it's righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. This is what we're going to enjoy when we get over into the kingdom of heaven. So I thank and praise God for that today. I believe I got a call on the line. Go ahead with a question or comment.
Hey, Dr. Davis, how are you?
Hello, Brother Jim. How are you today?
Good there. Good there, Brother Davis. Hey, you asked three very important questions there. I'm going to try to answer them the way that I have been taught and raised in by the Bible and by listening to Jesus and his words. Marijuana, I would definitely say no, because Paul tells us about how our body is a temple and you're not supposed to pollute it. Abortion, vote for somebody who condones abortion, I would definitely say no on that as well. The Psalms, David wrote a psalm that said, I knew thee, you know, from the womb, you formed me in the deepest parts. So, you know, at conception, there is life. That fetus doesn't turn into a brick of gold. It turns into a full-grown human being, whether it be male or female. And as far as Christians and how they are to vote, they are to vote according to their biblical teachings there. The politician is a Greek word, which means to change one's mind there. No politician is going to be a pastor or Jesus himself there. No man is perfect, but you have to vote for the individual that most closely aligns to your biblical beliefs and the what's laid out in the Bible there. If you've got a candidate that's endorsing anti-biblical teachings, abortion or LGBTQ or whatever they're teaching there, and it's not biblical, you have to look at it and say, I got to take the lesser of two evils. But to say that you're not going to vote because you're going to separate yourself from the world, well, yeah, we're supposed to separate ourselves from the world, but we're also supposed to be a light in this world. You don't light a candle and put it under a basket. You're supposed to stand out. You're supposed to participate. And if you don't like them to the point where you're not going to vote, then I would suggest that you go out and become a politician if you feel that you feel that you can't vote. Step up. I'm a truck driver. That's all I'll ever be, but I will vote, and I won't vote for somebody that condones perversions, abortion, or drugs. It's just, I can't do it.
Thank you so much for that, Brother Jim, and I certainly appreciate your comments. You're spot on, just like always, as usual. But you know, Brother Jim, I call it a crying shame, because I believe in so many ways that Christians expect for the politicians that they're voting for to be perfect people. Now, I think that's putting just a little bit too much on them now. And the reason why I'm saying that I'm going in a certain direction, I want you to know which way I'm going.
Yes, sir.
Okay, again, like you said, they are not perfect people, but listen, what we have done, I think we as Christians have sat on the stool of do nothing for a little bit too long. And if we think that they are not doing the job right, or if they can't do the job right, then we should run for office. We can do something about the situation by allowing ourselves to be put into that position so that we can change the way, the direction that this world is going. And I think that what's really happened in many circles, that's local as well as federal and national, too many unsaved, unbelieving people are in positions of authority right now that are not Christians. And let's just go ahead and face the fact, so many of them are anti-God, anti-Christian. That's the problem. So now, how can we expect for them who don't know Christ, who don't believe in Christ, to make the right decision for us? Now, there's one other thing that we can do besides running for office. 1 Timothy chapter 2, and we go down through verses 1 and right on down to about number 10, and it'll tell you some different things in there. But I think around that second verse, it says, pray for those who are in authority, that we may live a godly and a peaceable life. In other words, so then, instead of complaining, and I want people to know this on today, if you're a Christian and you're complaining about the way that things are going, and you're not praying for these people that are in the office, then you're not doing your job. God commanded you to pray for those, because listen, I think that's Proverbs chapter 21 and verse number 1 says, the heart of the king is in the hand of God. Like a river, or like the rivers, he can turn it whithersoever he wants to turn it. So God can change, even though that ungodly leader might think that they're going to do things a certain way, I believe that if we as the people of God will pray for that individual, pray for the thing that they are trying to pass, especially if we know that it's ungodly, it's not going to benefit us nor anyone else in society, pray, God will step in and change. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and we say this so many times on this program and in the church, God told Solomon, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. So we need to know all of these things. It's very important. Thank you so much for your call, Brother Jim. I believe we have another call on the line. Go to question or comment. Hello, caller. You still there?
Yes.
Hello, Sister Terry. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I have a comment, and Satan is the father of lies, but can we not have a person who is an American in the White House? And I mean an American birth and also American, that even if they came in and did the right things, and they're considered Americans. With Kamala, she is saying that she's black, but she doesn't even show anyone of brown skin in her family. Her mother, her sister, and a sister's husband. You don't see any of them there. But also, too, as a Christian, can we not seek God of who we are in Him and use our gifts and talents for to help fight this war? Instead, it seemed like the pandemic really hurt a lot of Christians and they fell away. But it's just a lie. It's a lie, and we don't follow a lie. You either are who you are or you're not. But if this country is going to be based on a lie, where is it going to go? But down, unless those principalities and things in high places control it. I might be confused, but something's just not right here. It's not right.
Thank you so much, Sister. Thank you so much, Sister Terry, for your comments. You are right. I mean, basically, since the pandemic, a lot of things have changed. I mean, life as the norm, as we used to know it, is no more. It will never, ever be. Because what has happened, the government and others who are in positions of authority have been allowed to instill fear, the fear tactic, into the world, and they have begun to control life so much so to where now the thing that we are seeing and the thing that we are facing, we know that it's not right, but because we have allowed it to happen before, now it's going to be next to impossible to change it back to the way that it used to be. And this is the reason why, since the pandemic, so many churches have shut down and have not reopened because of fear. Listen, again, going back to what I said a little bit earlier, unless we know the truth coming from the Word of God, we cannot respond to these issues in the right way. They are passed, and we know that these laws are not right. Why would they want the whole world to legally be able to smoke marijuana? And I know that's something that's on the ballot in the state of Georgia, but and then it's already been passed in various other states right now. And I'm looking for other states to soon follow suit. But if marijuana was a drug back in the day, when you and I were growing up, why is it not a drug, or why don't they still call it dope? I can remember they called it dope and people avoided it at all costs. Now they want to say, and I understand it too from the technical standpoint, the marijuana that's illegally out there is laced with so many different chemicals until if you get a hold of it and it's got this stuff on it so much to wear, if you come in contact with it, it could cost you your life. Then, yes, I mean, I can understand why you want to avoid that. But then to turn around and say that you want to legally grow it and harvest it in a legal way, it's just a way for the government to be able to tax it and to be able to get money from it. And they're saying that the money is supposed to benefit the schools. Lottery? They said that about the lottery. The lottery money was supposed to benefit the schools, yet and still we don't see that happening. So this is the reason why, getting back to what I said earlier, the Christian response, how should we live? How should we act? How should we respond to marijuana being legalized, to the abortion issue, to the war over in Israel, to those who wish to take prayer out of school? You know, that's the reason why, well, right now, there's so many mass shootings all over the place in the schoolhouses and different other places because we have asked God, or we have forced God out. We have pushed him away, turned him away, and we have allowed the devil to come in. And listen, the Bible says Satan, who comes in like a roaring lion, he's seeking whom he may devour. And he will devour you, my friend, if you give him any kind of leeway to come into your life. That's exactly what's going to happen. Your life is going to end up in shipwreck. Listen, the lifestyle of Jesus' disciples, and I'm talking about us today, are to be lived within the context of the Holy Spirit, and therefore, things have to be done within the boundaries of the Spirit. So if we are not led by the Spirit on today, certainly we're not going to make the right response. We're not going to be able to live right. We're not going to be able to be salt and light like we should be. So certainly, I want to encourage you on today. Get in the Word of God. This is where you need to be, because this world is headed in the wrong direction. Get ready to take a break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there. Don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.